How long do you think there have been people in Oregon? As far as we know, about 14,000 years. Well, there were probably people in Oregon before 14,000 years ago, but 14,000 is how old the oldest evidence, physical evidence of people being in Oregon we have is. You will never believe what that evidence is. Unless, of course, you already know. Hi, my name's Finn J.D. John. You're listening to an archive column from the weekly newspaper column I write called Offbeat Oregon History. This particular column ran on August 13th, 2009 in the newspapers, and I'm going to read it to you now. If you'd like some more information about this podcast or about the weekly newspaper column it's part of, stay tuned, or you can see it online at offbeatoregon.com. Okay, here we go. When Kennewick Man was discovered several years ago near the bank of the Columbia River, he touched off quite a controversy. American Indian tribes, figuring he most likely was an ancestor, wanted him reburied with proper ceremony without further disrespectful probing and testing. Scientists wanted him probed and tested, dissected, perhaps laid to rest in a museum someplace on display. And there was a fair amount of fussing over his age. At 9,300 years, he was far older than anyone expected. It's not completely clear, though, why anyone was surprised. Kennewick Man is not the only evidence of pre-Egyptian pyramids life in what is now Oregon. The Fort Rock area near Christmas Valley is one of the oldest pieces of Oregon, and one of the best places to go looking for very, 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 very old stuff. In the Fort Rock area, archaeologists found a giant pile of sagebrush sandals in 1938, which were later carbon dated at 9,000 years, in a cave. Actually, they almost didn't get carbon dated at all. The archaeologist who found the footgear in 38, which was Luther Cressman, a University of Oregon professor who spent a few years as Mr. Margaret Mead before their divorce was finalized. Anyway, Dr. Cressman carefully treated every square millimeter of these sandals with a preservative. A few years later, when the radiocarbon dating process was discovered, he was no doubt vigorously kicking himself. Once pickled, the shoes could not be dated. Luckily, an adventurer scrounging illegally for treasure rescued him by finding a couple scraps that he missed. It would be sort of easy to make a little bit of fun of Dr. Cressman for this. You know, these shoes had lasted for 9,000 years, but perhaps if they weren't properly preserved, the 9,001st year would be the one that would do them in. But Monday morning quarterbacking is just way too easy. On with the story. More recently, a team of scientists in 2009, including another U of O professor, Dennis Jenkins, found something of interest in the Paisley Caves of southwest Oregon. Their find pushes back knowledge of humans in Oregon even farther, past the end of the last ice age, in fact. But the discovery wasn't anything so glamorous as a skeleton or even a pair or two of ice age sneakers. No, Dr. Jenkins and company found something known to science by the nice, clean, clinical term coprolite. And a coprolite is, or rather was, poop. Fossilized poop, or plain old dried out and left in a cave for centuries poop. These hefty loads, preserved for all time by the dry air of the Paisley Caves, dated back a whopping 14,300 years, well before the earliest known peoples of the Americas, 13,000 years ago, a primitive culture known as the Clovis people. And of course it predates the end of the last ice age, 10,000 years ago, when the massive Missoula floods roared down the Columbia Gorge and created the flat, alluvial, silty floor of our Willamette Valley. The scientists actually recovered DNA, 140-century-old DNA, out of some of the coprolites. The DNA determined that the party who pooped so many, many centuries ago was of Siberian or East Asian descent. And if you're paying close attention, you will have gathered that those coprolites were not of the fossilized type. Otherwise, there's no way they could have recovered any DNA. Interestingly, Jenkins and his colleagues were not plowing new ground. The Paisley Caves had been explored and identified as, quote, one of the most important sites for early man in the whole West by none other than Luther Cressman. Luckily, it appears the good doctor left his jar of shoe preservative at home on that visit. Well, that's the end of today's column. If you'd like more, there are hundreds more columns at our website at offbeatoregon.com. Also on the website, you can subscribe to this podcast to get these delivered every day to your smartphone. You can also access the Twitter and Facebook feeds from the page, which is a kind of a must if you're really into this sort of Oregon history geekery stuff like me. All the Offbeat Oregon columns are covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. For details, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Thanks for listening, and drop me a line anytime if you're in Corvallis. I'm at Finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.